We got a great lineup tonight. Thanks for being here. We're going to get right to the program.
You're Inside. Warren Haynes presents the 19th Annual Christmas Jam. Over the next 2 hours, you will be taken to Asheville, North Carolina, for what has become a holiday tradition in the music world. Internationally adored artists come to this quaint North Carolina town to be a part of what Warren Haynes has built, the Annual Christmas Jam.
When you can't find the light that guides you through a cloudy day, when the stars ain't shining bright, it feels like you've lost your way. When the candlelights of home burn so very far away, oh, you got to let your soul shine, just like my daddy used to say. Used to say, so shine, better than sunshine, better than ocean, surely better than rain. The people don't mind, we all feel this way sometimes. You let your soul shine, shine till the break of day. Grew up thinking I had it made, make it on my own. Life can take the strongest man, make him feel so alone. And now sometimes I feel a cold wind blowing through my aching bones. I think back to what my daddy said. He said, boy, in this darkness before the dawn, let your soul better than sunshine, better than motion, surely better than rain. The people don't mind, we all feel this way sometimes. Got to let your soul shine, shine till the break of day. Well, sometimes a man can feel this emptiness, like a woman has robbed him of his very soul. And a woman too, God knows she can feel like this. Well, hey, when your little world seems cold, you got to let your spirit take control. till the break of day.
Hi, I'm Steph Scamardo. Some of you know me, some of you will get to know me this evening. As the manager of Warren Haynes and the producer of the Christmas Jam for the last 8 years, I'm excited to bring you a look behind the scenes. Warren Haynes has been hosting the Christmas Jam for 19 years. The night before the Christmas Jam has become almost as legendary. We call it the pre-jam. Let's get started with a rockin' track from the pre-jam. Here's Mike Ferris with some special friends.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. I know a place, y'all. Ain't nobody lying. They're gonna lie to the masses. Ain't nobody paying to be separate. Everybody's smiling, they're smiling. Lord, let me, let me.
I'll take you there.
Oh, Lord, let me take you there.
I'll take you there.
Yeah, hey, hey, yeah, yeah.
I'll take you there.
Oh, Lord, let me.
I'll take you there.
Oh, you know we will, you know we will.
I'll take you there.
Don't that feel good? Listen.
play, play on it. Play your piano now.
Inside, Warren Haynes presents
about being a part of the Christmas Jam this year.
Great, man. Thank you for all coming.
Warren is probably will go down as the nicest guy in music of this era. You know, I mean, he's just he would do anything for anybody. He's just a wonderful person, and it all comes down from him. And I think that's why there's so many great people here, is because they come for Warren. They come for the cause.
Peter Frampton live from the pre-jam doing Junior Walker's Shotgun. Hey, I'm Steph Scamardo. One of the treats about the Christmas Jam each year is watching the lineup grow and change and roll through different styles and genres. A longtime friend of Warren's, Peter Frampton, joined the family at Christmas Jam this year. Here's Peter Frampton chatting about the unique ability to talk with Warren Haynes through his guitar.
He's one of the few people that I I can do that with just like that. It's like having a conversation, but loud, with guitars, you know. It's an amazing, the rapport. I mean, just to go back to when we did the number from my Fingerprints record that Warren played on, sometimes it's just, it exceeds what you expect. And with Warren, it's always that. It's always better than I can ever think it's gonna be.
a family show, is it?
To an XRT Sunday 19th Annual Christmas Jam.
Hey, it's Steph Scamarta. As we introduce you to Warren Haynes Presents the Christmas Jam, one of the things we love is how young musicians stand and perform side by side with staples and legends. This year, we loved having Grace Potter and the Nocturnals join us as one of our headliners. Check out Grace Potter and the Nocturnals from this year's pre-jam.
down the street singing. She'll be walking down the street singing. She'll be walking down the street.
Yeah!
is a great way to experience new music. That was Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. On the other side of the coin, we were thrilled to host some true icons at this year's Christmas Jam. For his first visit, Jackson Browne experienced and performed an amazing set.
Best part about playing with Bruce is you just really don't know what's going to happen. You just, he could go anywhere.
Stand in the open, the next voice you hear will be your own. Cut you to the bone. But God forbid you allow them to rid you of your virtue. Don't ask for God. The next voice you hear will be your own.
Oh, voice you hear will be your own.
With music from Stockholm Syndrome, and stay tuned for Government Mule and more of Warren Haynes Presents the 19th Annual Christmas Jam.
Warren Haynes Christmas Jam was created as an annual event to give back to his hometown of Asheville, North Carolina. It has grown into a benefit for Habitat for Humanity that is legendary and unmatched. With last year's show, presenting headliners including Dave Matthews, Government Mule, John Popper, Marty Stewart, and Taj Mahal. It is tough to understand that Haynes Christmas Jam began as a much smaller dream. The truth is, up until 1999, the Christmas Jam was an informal acoustic gathering in local bars in Asheville. In 1999, the shows upgraded to an auditorium for the 11th annual Christmas Jam and began to show signs of the jam we see today. Over the years, proceeds from the annual Christmas Jam have topped $650,000, all going to Habitat for Humanity in Asheville. You can be a part of Habitat for Humanity in your community. Just head to habitat.org today.
You're listening to an XRT Sunday night concert special, Warren Haynes Christmas Jam, followed immediately by Little Steven's Underground Garage on its new night and time on WXRT, WXRT HD1, Chicago.
We're back with more from Jackson Brown. Here he is, putting an exclamation point on the evening.
A night like tonight, what I mean by like is it's like something other than a show. It's all people, everybody's chops are right up there, you know. It's, you have the best roadies and the best crew and the most people, you know, best decision making. We're saying, oh yeah, we're not going to do that, we're not going to do that, we don't have to do that. Let's just do the stuff that matters, you know. And that's exciting, it's exhilarating. That's what I mean. A night like tonight is a night where, like, anything can happen and unusual stuff happens.
And when he did it, it was kind of like a heavy metal reggae song. But if you take the reggae out of it, just about every reggae song actually is country.
And the river opens for the righteous, 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 and the river opens for the righteous. Someday I was walking with my brother, and he what's on my mind? I said what I believe in my soul ain't what I see with my eyes. And we can't turn our backs this time. I am a patriot and I love my country, because my country is all I know. I wanna be with my family, who understand me. I've got nowhere else to go. And the river opens for the righteous, and the river opens for the righteous, and the river opens for the righteous. Someday talking with my sister, she looked so fine. I said, baby, what's on your mind? She said, I wanna run like the lion, release from the cages, release from the rages burning in my heart tonight.
But I ain't no imperialist, and I ain't no Democrat, but I ain't no Republican. I only know one party, and it is freedom. I am a patriot, and I love my country, because my country is all I know. I want to be with my family, the people who understand me. I've got nowhere else to go, and the river opens for the righteous, 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 and the river opens for the righteous. 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 Someday.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Wally Ingram. Shelby Coleman. Shelly Coleman. And thanks to Warren Haynes for inviting me here tonight. Have a wonderful rest of the night. The night is young. Hey.
Hey, I'm Steph Scamardo, and you're inside Warren Haynes Presents, the 19th Annual Christmas Jam. The key to the Christmas Jam is collaboration. The artists become family, and it's a revolving door on stage. Here's Christmas Jam newcomer G Love talking about just that.
That's House Man, the funky drummer, y'all.
But yeah, it's always that thing, you know, like when you know you're getting up there and when you're setting in with people, you just, it's kind of like, you know, just getting on a roller coaster. You don't quite know where it's gonna go, and you just hope you don't throw up and make it to the end of the ride and had a good time.
Cause I need some leverage. Sweaty outside, lemonade will be nice. I'm a spite for the drive to a VK. You will buy a little drink, but the girl got to pay on a full force. Got some iced tea, and if you like to see some tea, then come along with me. Summertime is steaming, but don't give me no bar juice. I got some ice, a dash up on the fist, my feet, it's a yeah, be the gold damn. Bring your own beverage, make sure it's cold. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. A&W, well, you got ice cream, now make it a double summer shake from the mountain. Real cool sandy, chocolate egg cream, yo, I'm champ, cherry brandy. Caught your bar, all sushi, my rock. Bubbles to the right, take a breath and just sell me a hot coffee. Fill it up with some ice, when I'm in a second drink, could you fix me a large slice? Summertime, I steam it, eat a ski, oh, I had a beverage, make sure that's good. Let's go, 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 go. Yeah, something from the bar.
That's right.
I like a beverage, yeah. I like I'm feeling kind of thirsty. Stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge. In the fridge. Stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge. Stick it in the fridge. Go girl, work the co-op. Go girl, work the co-op. Go girl, work the co-op. Yeah, go girl, park the car. Hey, yo, when I'm fixing, let's keep one thing clear. The bank's over there, brewer's right here. 2 6-packs and a big bag of ice tea. And if it gets a bite, but the brew tastes like a son of a cherry decoration like a ladder. Need a whole lot of them some tricks to catch me up on. Saying I'm a cooler kid, you can saw my dream, but please stick it in the fridge. I like old beverage, yeah. I like old beverage, yeah. I like old beverage, yeah. House man on the drums, break it down.
Thank you.
that was going on. Asheville, North Carolina, people in the place so you couldn't feel fine. There's the good old vibrations of long. Yeah, I start to disintegrate myself into the song. When I'm flowing and flowing, I go on and on. The Philly kid down to the dirty south, and I'm about to tell what it's all about. Come on, chilling here at this Christmas jam, and I'm about to kick your nose limp flame. With Bernie Worrell from the P-Funk in the trunk. Come on, people, just give you what you want. I like hope every day. I like hope every day. I like hope every day.
You're inside Warren Haynes Presents.
We'll be right back. took away my pride. I'm going to die from hospitality. Let me down so deep I could die. Not another no account for eternity. Yeah, yeah, I'm on the wrong side of the night.
Thank y'all. Merry Christmas.
That was Stop
Set, welcoming many artists to the stage, including Warren Haynes. Here's Bruce Hornsby referring to being a jack of all trades.
So it's just all about staying curious and staying inspired, staying interested. And there's so much. You could spend two lifetimes with just the study of the piano. Worlds of styles. And spend two lifetimes and not deal with it in its entirety. And so it's a great way to spend your life trying to attain the unattainable, true, being able to really play your instrument really well in all styles. That's really difficult. I'm not that good at it, but I'm trying. I'm a jack of all trades.
Sitting, wondering, watching the parade in my ever-present chair. People laughing and smiles all around me. Balloons and paper in my hair. There's a man in a car with the top down, waving wildly at me. Poor son of a gun, I know he's thinking, better him than me. I've stared down the devil, had to look away. Called out to the angels, no one ever came. Laid down not an even but double zero play. It's alright, I'm a lucky one. Oh, such a fortunate son. Sometimes I sit beside the freeway, howl out at the dark, dark sky. I might just have to go out and burn one, have a drink or a few. Fade away in a cloudy haze of smoke, give the old man's best salute. I've stared down the devil, had to look away.
Once again, I can't explain. You will not understand. This is not how I am. Oh, the lies have become incomparably numb. Okay, okay, okay. Just a little pinprick. There'll be no more. You may feel a little sick. Can you stand up, stand up, stand up? I do believe it's working. Oh, that'll keep you going for the show. Come on, it's time to go. On, it's time to go. There is
the last 7 years, Warren Haynes Presents the Annual Christmas Jam has raised over $650,000 for Habitat for Humanity. With this year's proceeds still being calculated, it appears that the total is close to a magical $1 million. Warren Haynes is true to his hometown and wants to see the community continue to grow. You can be a part of that same experience wherever you live. If your family or a family you know is in need of decent, affordable housing, contact the Habitat affiliate nearest you. Head to Habitat.org to find the names and phone numbers of affiliates in your area.
I got a glass of wine, I got a cigarette, I should be feeling fine. I ain't feeling nothing yet. She's leading the second line. I feel like I'm in front of it, and I guess I am tonight. I got a cigarette, my glass is empty now. I got a little white, but I ain't gonna break it out. I need something to put me down when I'm down and out, and I guess I am now. Well, she told best years of her life, she was only 17. She swore I would leave her, but I didn't believe her. Go out and hit the town. This town can hit itself, 'cause my baby's a day away. I got a show to play in Birmingham
it gets you off my mind. But I'm a day away. I got a show to play in Birmingham tonight. Oh, I'm a day away. I got a show to play in Birmingham
was Jason Isbell.
And the side, Warren Haynes presents the 19th annual Christmas Jam. I'm sitting here with Warren Haynes. Warren, can you tell me how you feel about the Christmas Jam and where it's come from and where it's going to go?
Well, when we started the Christmas Jam 19 years ago, it was very much a local event, and it was an opportunity for all the local musicians to get together and jam at the one time a year that we all seem to be in town, because musicians travel for a living and we're always missing each other. So Christmas time, we were able to all be in one place at one time, so we would jam, raise a little money, and give it to a local charity. Through the years, it just kind of grew and grew. It went to a bigger club, and then it moved eventually to the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium. And the second year, we turned away a couple of thousand people, so we decided to move it to the Asheville Civic Center, which is where it's been since 2000. It's grown beyond my wildest dreams, really. I mean, who could imagine that all the great artists that have been a part of it would want to contribute and turn it into such a beautiful event.
So the 20th anniversary next year, I've heard the big things about that.
Well, it's going to be the blowout. You know, we're going to make it the biggest one yet. We're going to do two nights at the Civic Center, which will be the first. And we're going to start working on artists way in advance and try and pull out all the stops and just make it the best it can be.
So the point of the Christmas Jam is to bring the artists together, but ultimately to raise money for Habitat for Humanity, who provides housing for families who don't have it. Can you talk about the experience of what it's like to go down to the site and meet the families that you're donating these houses to?
Well, I've been fortunate enough to have met several of the families who we've built houses for. And until you actually experience that, you don't know how emotional it really is. I've also been to New Orleans and met one of the families that we built a house for at Musicians Village in New Orleans, which on another entirely different subject, we all need to get together and help rebuild New Orleans. But it's been overwhelming to watch the progress that the Christmas Jam along with Habitat has made. When you can take something as easy as musicians doing what they do every day of their lives and what we all love to do and turn it into building houses for people that can't afford housing, it's pretty special. It's pretty amazing.
I must agree. I actually went with Warren Haynes for the first time this year to the actual site where you could see all the homes that have been built from the Christmas Jam and seeing the mom and the two kids and the kids fighting over who gets what bedroom and just the joy that it seems to bring them and so many people that the whole experience touches coming in from all over the country to help build the house. What a great event in a great town. And I feel like it seems as if the event has come full circle. The same people who are coming in to enjoy the music, who are spending their money to buy the tickets, are coming in to build the houses and be a part of the full experience. Same with the artists. And I think that's something that you should be very proud of.
Well, we've started a thing called Before the Jam, Lend a Hand, and it's where people can volunteer to actually be part of building the houses. And it's not just local people showing up, it's people that come in from all over the country to be part of the whole experience.
Full circle. I like it. Let's get to Government Mule. You're inside. Warren Haynes presents the 19th annual Christmas Jam.
Warren Haynes presents the 19th annual Christmas Jam.
A look at Warren Haynes' annual concert event in Asheville to benefit Habitat for Humanity. This broadcast was produced by Michelle Engel and Hardhead Management. Warren and Stephanie send their thanks to WNCW, Echo Mountain Studios, Dave Danheiser, Chris Brannon, and everyone at Hardhead Management and in the Government Mule Camp. A very special thanks to all the artists and their management, and to all of the music fans that live the spirit of the Christmas Jam every day. Merry Christmas.
Tonight's XRT Sunday Night Concert.